Welcome to Art Talk Live. I'm your host, Julia Noyes, from the Noyes Art Gallery. I'm interviewing artists for your listening pleasure. Haven't you ever wondered why artists do what they do or what inspires them? So here we are, live, to give you the inside scoop.
Hello, this is Lynette Fast. Welcome to Art Talk Live. I am in the studio today with Steve Nozzle and Alice Reed of the Lincoln Parks and Recreation Sunken Gardens. They are the curators, the designers, they're the gardeners that bring us all of that beauty at 27th and Capitol Parkway. We're excited to visit with them today because they are in the stages right now of bringing our garden alive. And we will then host on September 14th, that's Saturday, September 14th, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Art in the Garden, where we will bring in over 50 artists, dancers, musicians, and have a huge art celebration and enjoy that beautiful space that Alice and Steve are completely behind the full design and imagination of. So I'm very, very happy today to have you both with us.
Well, thank you very much,
Lynette.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We're getting excited.
Yeah. Tell us, please, a little bit about what you're doing right now and what's the state of the garden?
Well, the state of the garden right now is deep freeze, and we mean deep. I think it's like, what, 9 below zero outside. So, but and today being, you know, March 4th, you would think it should be more in the 40s and 50s, which is typical, but we're still waiting for the beginning of spring. But right now, the greenhouse, Alice is involved with working in the greenhouse. She's working with all of the holding plants, that we call them, all of the tropicals that we took out of the ground, the bananas, the caladiums, and all that. And they're all growing quite well. As a matter of fact, if you come look at the bananas, some of them are up to 3 feet tall already. So that by the time the garden goes in May, we'll have some very mature plants to look at. So that's one of the things we're working on. Another, you know, we're also... We've completed our design work and our colorized versions of about a month and a half ago. So we turned all of our needs list. We buy quite a bit of our stuff from Finke Gardens. They're under contract this year. So Rich Finke, he's in the process of germinating and growing the what we call the bread and butter plants out right now, the impatiens and the vincas and stuff like that. So that's what I'm doing right now. Alice, you have anything to add to that?
Well, that's what I'm doing, really. So we're working in the greenhouse, getting ready. We've already potted up all our cannas, and I'm not sure if you know what the theme is this year.
Oh, we haven't talked about that.
But the theme this year is called Moon River. And so you can imagine that we're using a lot of silvers and whites and blues, hot orange, and representing a lot of different beautiful lunar and celestial delights that are in our sky. So we're using our imagination, and that's a good thing. In the deep white winter, we're dreaming about colors.
We should give them a sort of a visual image of what we were thinking of last summer. I don't know when it was, one day we were trying to come up with themes, and I remember one day I was driving over the Platte River like at 2 in the morning coming back to Lincoln, and there was the moon shining on the river, and it had this just, I don't know how to explain it, just brilliant effect of silvers and a little bit of blues and some yellows in there. And we started thinking about some of the famous artist paintings that we have seen that depict the moon, and it was, and then it just evolved from there, from the moon and songs about the moon, and the next thing you know, we're in the middle of designing Moon River, and that's kind of where a lot of the inspiration came from. It's kind of a mutual thing there.
Yeah, and also we had the all these celestial happenings, the harvest moon, the blood moon, mm-hmm. the blue moon, and all the eclipses, lunar eclipses this year, we were really inspired by all those shapes, and we'll represent those down in the garden this year.
You have really tied into how an artist works. You two are such artists. I don't know if you even realize or think of yourselves in the same way that we think of ourselves as artists at Noise Gallery, but you are. And taking those inspirations from real life, you know, seeing the Platte River with the moon shining on it, and then making those connections to what you know about artists and their paintings with the moon, and then finally even bringing science into it and, you know, relating it to historical events and things that are happening in our world right now. That is so much what the creative process is about, taking what you see or what you're inspired by and then morphing and merging that together with what you know and what's happening in the world. You two are such artists. Oh, my gosh.
It's different using a media of plants, too.
Yeah, it's a living. It's,
you never know what's going to happen.
They're alive. When you put the color down, it's like, okay, you guys, here you go. And then the plants start doing something a little bit different, so they evolve. And, yeah, we expect the evolution and the changes that occur. And it's kind of fun because it is, I think every week it's a little different, isn't it?
Living art.
Yeah, it really is.
Living art, good way to describe it. And there are artists who do installation art pieces that are called art happenings. So you might, you know, just kind of switch your idea of what you're curating here into the theme of an art happening. Because that's what happens in an art happening. Artists present people and the place and the environment with media or concepts or ideas, and then whatever happens.
You build on it. Well, yeah. It's going to be a fun one this year, and we always try to pair a little bit of music and just creates a whole mood down there, and we're really excited to do that with you folks. It always makes it so festive.
The garden is an amazing place for us to hold this event. And I make sure that I'm a part of it every year. I have such a passion for flowers, and that environment just is so inviting and a perfect setting for us to bring art and nature together.
Exactly. We appreciate you folks too. So wonderful.
Well, if the gardens are sound asleep and frozen down right now, what does it take then to get ready and bring those plants out and start putting them in?
Well, let's see. What we probably need more than anything is the cold air to go back north where it belongs.
Yeah.
And get out of Nebraska. That would help.
We all need that.
Yeah, you know, it's like we say, Nebraska's not for everyone, and cold air is one of those things we're hoping leaves. And once it does, we're going to see a huge thaw out there, and it will be a challenge this year because we're already in the first week of March, and typically most landscapers and gardeners are out in their gardens right now cutting back all the dead plants or the plants that have died back during the winter, getting ready for spring. And we're going to be anywhere from 1 to 2 weeks behind, maybe even a little bit longer, depending on how long it takes for the snow to go away. And so once that does happen, I think what we're going to see is spring just come immediately. It's going to go from 9 below 0 to 80 degrees almost within 1 week. It's done it before. It's a pretty typical thing to see happen in Nebraska. And with that, we have to be ready for it. We have to be ready to go out and do as much as we can in that amount of time as possible. And so that's kind of our planning phase right now. Our plants in the greenhouses, they're ready to go. They will be ready to go. But the plants outside, that's another story. And, you know, it's just a matter of being patient with them. We have a lot of tulips in the ground. We have about 18,000 tulips that we put in last fall. And this will delay them coming out of the ground. Of course, they need to be able to see the sun and feel the heat. That means the sunlight does penetrate through to the head of the tulip, it does pick up on it, and then they need temperatures to grow. So that might slow things down a little bit, or we may have tulips during annual planting season, too, for a little bit. We've run into that, where that happens. And let's just hope the heat stays away this year for a little while and that we stay cool, and then it will make installation go a lot easier for us.
Mm-hmm. So you're proposing that installation in late March? Is that what you were saying?
No, we're going to we do garden cleanup March and April. We start installing roses at the end of April. And then we start putting in our, if we have any perennials, we can put in early spring, we'll put them in. But I don't think we're going to be doing too much of that this year. We're going to probably focus mainly on sunken gardens. And the big plant starts on May 11th this year.
Okay.
And that's the wake up the bed event.
Gotcha.
And that's what we're shooting for. So we have a bunch of stuff to do. If you think about it, May 11th is what? Maybe 6 weeks away or something like that. That's not very long. And so it's going to happen fairly quick.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing, gearing up for that.
Yep. It's all geared to the climate this year. So we'll see what happens. Mother Nature's going to decide.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All we can do is react to that and be ready to go. And boy, does it sound like your greenhouses are really coming to life and very beautiful right now. It'd be nice to be in there. So we're going to be looking at a Moon River theme here on Saturday, September 14th is our big Art in the Garden event. And that's our seventh annual event. We've done this for 7 years and just keep coming back. And a lot of people enjoy coming to that event. We have free admission, free parking, all the arts original. We have dancers and music and food vendors. And all of that happens because of our fabulous art fans. Well, Lincoln Parks and Recreation is one of our big sponsors. And then Party in the Parks helps us out with that. And we do have three other commercial sponsors, Emeritus, Great Western Bank, and Halls Culligan. And without their support, we couldn't make this free event happen. So May 11th, we're going to wake up the beds. That means people can volunteer, right, to come in?
Well, yes. I think we take up to about 70 volunteers, and they have to sign up for it. And then what they do is they come down into the garden that morning, and we break up into, I think, six teams. And each team has a different location they go to, and we lay the plants out according to design, and those teams put those in about an hour and a half. It's the fastest installation I've ever seen, but it really is fun to do. It's fun to watch happen, and it's amazing how fast it does happen. But and then these folks come back all summer long and look at their own space that they put in to watch these plants grow and prosper. So that's really the fun part about it. It's all summer long. We have more, like I said, volunteers coming in and taking a look at what they've done before.
What a great way. Great way to be a part of the garden.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
They love it. People love ownership in a garden. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
How many plants are in this planting?
Well, just the annuals alone that we put into the ground is somewhere between 25 and probably 28,000, depending on our needs. And the reason I gave it a range like that is sometimes we'll get into the garden and some of the plants aren't very developed. So we'll have to put in more to fill in a space. So that's about how many we put in.
Uh-huh. And all of those go in May 11th. Is that what you're saying?
No, about a third of them go in May 11th. And then the rest of May and June, the garden staff and volunteers on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and the garden volunteers are called garden gabbers. They'll come in and they'll help us plant the rest of it. But that's a little bit more difficult, planting the ledges and actually putting in the moons. The moons are kind of, they're based on Van Gogh's interpretation of putting feeling in, with color into the design. And so the ways have to work a certain way that we put them in. We want to have that Van Gogh feel to it, so it's going to be a little bit more detailed, a little bit more complex putting them in. And so, and we can't do that with a large number of people. You just have a few people doing those. So I think by the mid part of June, we should be done installing, provided we don't have 25 tornadoes and
or rain. Yeah. Last year we had a lot of rain. So.
Yeah, that that delays everything.
But it still comes out beautiful, beautiful.
So we always have to be ready for whatever comes our way, and that's part of gardening. You know, it's I guess it's like painting outside. Some days you can't do it.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. You mentioned a moon. Do you mean there will be moon shapes in the garden?
There will be moons in the garden. So our interpretation of moons. And so the moons will be silver in color, and so we're going to be using silver-colored plants in the moons with some. Well, you know, the moon isn't just silver. It's sort of white, and on a certain night when it peers through a cloud, it'll be a little yellow. It can be red, depending on how much dust is in the atmosphere. So we're incorporating as many of those colors into the design as possible. And then when you think of a river and the reflection of the moon off the river, that's multiple colors. And so we're, again, playing with silvers and blues and
orchids.
Yeah.
Hot orange, orchid. Wow. And the orange is sort of the highlights, but we have all sorts of eclipses and phases of the moon. We have a blue moon, we have a red moon, and a giant super moon. So,
Sweet. Oh, I can't wait. I just can't wait. This is maybe going to be one of my favorite ones.
It'll be a great year, I think. Every year gets better and better, I think.
It really does. You two outdo yourself every year.
Well, we try. We're just, we feel lucky that Lincoln lets us do this. It really is something that we prize, I guess, that we get a chance to do this because it's a total, you know, expression of artistic horticulture is what it really amounts to. So
yes, it is. It is. And we're lucky to have Steve and Alice working up as curators for that. The Sunken Gardens have become a destination spot as people are visiting Lincoln and, you know, coming to our city. It's a place that people want to come and visit, and it's on the map. So,
all right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, Alice and Steve, I do really appreciate your time today and your conversation about waking up the gardens and where we're going with our Moon River design this year. It's going to be amazing, beautiful, silver, white, blues, orchids, hot orange, lots of very beautiful colors that are all inspired by the Platte River and the moon shining on it. What a great example of an artist taking an inspiration and moving it into what's happening in the world and going through that creative process of designing and designing with horticulture.
Well, thank you,
Lynette, for
talking to you.
We'll talk to you again then, and we'll update everybody a little bit more about what's happening in the gardens with Moon River, our 7th annual Art in the Garden on Saturday, September 14th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Over 50 artists will invade the Sunken Gardens at 27th and Capitol Parkway. And we do have a rain location on that. We'll move over to the Odd Pavilion if we need to in Antelope Park at 1650 Memorial Drive. But you know what? We have never had to move yet. So we're not going to do that. And we're not even going to think about it.
Always a perfect day. And so we'll see you there.
Yeah, we will see you there.
This is Julia Noyes from the Noyes Art Gallery. And this has been Art Talk Live. I want to especially thank Lila Cho for her original violin composition that she did special for us. Tune in again. We'll be looking for you.